Today's reading is from Luke chapter 5, beginning in verse 1. Luke chapter 5, verse 1. On one occasion, while the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two boats by the lake, but the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, which was Simon's, he asked him to put out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people from the boat. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we toiled all night and took nothing, but at your word I will let down the nets." And when they had done this, they enclosed a large number of fish, and their nets were breaking. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish that they had taken, and so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching men." And when they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him. Luke's focus here in this section is more about calling his disciples than it was the teaching. We don't know exactly what Jesus was teaching at this time. We simply know from verse 3 that he sat down and taught the people from the boat. But if you combine this teaching along with what they see, you see a particular response. They were astonished, and they knew that this was not a normal circumstance. This was something that was above and beyond normal. They were fishermen by profession. They knew what to expect, and they knew what even a great day's catch would be, and this was above and beyond that. So you couple the teaching with this event, and they recognize that he's not just anyone. He's really someone. Of course, he is the Son of God. Even the response in verse 5, when he tells them to put out into the deep and let down their nets, he says, "Master, we toiled all night and took nothing, but at your word I will let down the nets." In essence, he's saying, "We know what we're doing and we didn't catch anything, but since you tell us to do it, we'll go ahead and do it." It didn't make sense to them to go back out there after they'd already been out there all night. But they did do it nonetheless. Now, if just anyone had come along after they'd worked all night and not caught any fish and told them, "Go out there and put your nets out again," I don't think they would have listened. They would have said, "Hey, we know what we're doing. We're done for the day. We're going home. We're going to rest. We're going to have some food." But because they've heard the teaching by this point, they know there's something different about Jesus, so that even though it doesn't make sense to them, they yield themselves over and they are obedient. They do what they're told to do. And so the response was a blessing of all these great fish. Now, of course, this is also a sign for them, but I think there's something for us to think about there in a realization that even when things might not always make sense to us, when we yield ourselves over to God and do what he tells us to do, he will bless us. He will give us what he promises. And that is his favor, his blessings, his adoption even. And so between the teaching and the sign, then the response of Simon Peter is to fall down and say, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." He acknowledges that Jesus is someone amazing, someone with authority, someone with power. But along with that realization is also the realization that, yes, he is a sinful man. And who of us could not say the same? Who of us could not say, "I am sinful, I don't deserve God, I don't deserve Jesus"? Paul said to the Romans in chapter 3, verse 23, "All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." So there's none of us that wouldn't respond in the same way. Now, of course, Jesus doesn't listen to him. Jesus doesn't leave because Simon Peter said, "I'm a sinful man, go away from me. I don't deserve to be around you." No, instead, what Jesus does is he stays and he works on Peter. And we know from previous studies how it all turns out, that he becomes an apostle, he becomes an elder of the church. And so, do we let Jesus work on us? Do we realize our inadequacy, our unworthiness, yet still allow Jesus to work on us? In essence, when we become a child of God, we are asking Jesus to work on us, to change us, from that sinful state to a righteous state. And of course, that is done by the blood of Jesus. That is done by forgiveness because of his sacrifice. But there's more to it than that. There's a process of change that we undergo. That change only happens when we realize that we are not worthy without the blood of Jesus, and we completely yield ourselves over to him. We adopt his will as our own will. We adopt his way as our way. We allow him to be the good shepherd of our lives, the king of my life, the savior of my very soul. I allow him to lead the way. That's when change really happens. That's when Jesus really works on us. That transformation begins to take place, and it continues every single day of our life. We have to continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord. And so we have to continue to let him work on us. Sometimes we give Peter a little bit of a hard time. We look at some of the instances of his life and we say, well, Peter had a knack for kind of sticking his foot in his mouth, kind of being a big mouth sometimes. And you fast forward to the end of his life and you look at him in his writing, the 1st and 2nd Peter, and you think, you know, he really changed a lot. But how did he change? He changed because he let Jesus work on him. I think that's what we need to do. We need to let Jesus work on us. Today, we can pray that we will have our eyes opened, that we will see ourselves as we are, and we will see our need for Jesus to work on us. Not only to be forgiven by his blood, but to allow that transformation process to happen. We need our eyes open so that we can see the will of God and that we will follow the will of God. That should be our prayer today. Thank you for listening. Please also continue in prayer that God may be with us all, and come back for another reading tomorrow.